Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting piece about the Apple Vision Pro and its Mac Virtual Display feature. Specifically, a deep dive into the wide and ultra-wide monitor support introduced in VisionOS 2.2.
Ah, the Vision Pro. So much potential, right? But I've heard mixed reviews. What's the main takeaway from this Macworld article?
Well, the author, Tiago Trevisan, explores the updated Mac Virtual Display, which basically mirrors your Mac's display within the Vision Pro's virtual environment. He was excited about the potential of a virtual 3-monitor setup, especially the wide and ultra-wide resolutions.
So, like having a massive, portable workstation wherever you go? That sounds incredible. Did it live up to the hype?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Trevisan highlights the amazing resolution and customizability. You can adjust the virtual display size, distance, and even blend your real-world surroundings. Plus, routing Mac audio directly to the Vision Pro speakers is a neat touch.
Okay, I'm sold. Where do I sign up? But seriously, there's gotta be a downside, right? Nothing's perfect.
Exactly. The biggest hurdle? Comfort. Trevisan admits the Vision Pro becomes uncomfortable after extended use, even with Apple's attempts to mitigate fatigue and disorientation.
Ah, the age-old VR problem. So, the software is fantastic, but the hardware limits the experience? That's a shame.
Precisely. He compares it to his physical multi-monitor setup, where he can work for hours without issue. He argues that spatial computing, at least in its current form, just isn't as natural.
I see. Interesting. So, is the Vision Pro's Mac virtual display just a gimmick then?
Not necessarily. Trevisan acknowledges the Vision Pro's potential, especially with the wide and ultra-wide display options. But he's realistic. He points out that it's a niche product. Even Tim Cook admits it.
So what's the final verdict? Is it worth the hefty $3,500 price tag?
Tough call. While the tech is impressive, the comfort issues and lack of a true killer app make it a hard sell for most. Trevisan hopes Apple continues to refine the hardware and software because the underlying concept is promising.
It sounds like the Vision Pro and spatial computing in general still has a way to go. Hopefully, future iterations will address these comfort and practicality issues. Thanks for breaking down this article for us.
Absolutely. It's a fascinating glimpse into the future of computing, even if that future is a bit uncomfortable right now. Thanks for listening, everyone. Until next time.
Goodbye.